Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Starting off a couple of minutes late today. Sorry about that.
No worries.
My bad.
It's all good.
Everything was good. I was rolling along. Everything was just fine. And then right when you go to leave the house, how everything goes sideways. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, I have to go to the... Oh, I have to do that. What about 20 minutes ago when I was just sitting there, you know...
on my phone.
Yeah, when I was just screwing around on the internet. Whatever.
On my way in, I noticed that there was an NHP sitting in the center median before the Buffalo off-ramp coming east on 215. And I texted Chet, you know, Popo sitting there. And I have a new car in it. My phone hooks to it. So Chet sent me the thumbs up emoji. And my phone will read the text message. And it said, this is what it said. Thumbs up, light skin tone.
Oh, my God.
I'm not making it up.
Oh, my God.
It's even better than what I was hoping for when you said that it read everything.
So I'm going to change mine just to whatever it can be, just so I can hear what the different...
I'll send you a few of them later on today if you want to. Yeah.
That's great.
Middle finger, dark skin tone. Hey, that's not very nice.
Come on. It's not friendly. It's not neighborly. How was St. Baldrick's Saturday?
Oh, it's fun. God, I got a picture of Malcolm Subban, the backup goalie with the Golden Knights.
Saw that.
You are such a nerd
dude,
right now.
My buddy, incidentally named Spence, we were like, I swear to God, we were like fangirled out. It was the most ridiculous thing. I'm a grown man. I'm like,
no, you're not. You're not. Not when
Boy,
it comes to
it's
Golden
so funny.
Knights.
And what's so funny is our buddy Dan's daughter was there, and she's a huge Golden Knights fan. She's there with her, and they're like, what, how old are they? 15, 14, whatever. And they want a picture. And he's walking back through the back part of McMullen's, and my buddy Spence and I get little pictures, and then the girl cuts it off, says, he's going to eat now, so these poor little teenage girls didn't get pictures with him.
Aww.
Yeah, but I did.
The grown adult fangirls.
Really, we were ridiculous. We're high-fiving. Yeah!
Oh, I'm so bummed I missed that.
It was awesome. So, yeah, it was good. And we raised some money, too.
Yeah. I asked about McMullen's. I heard all about Malcolm Subban.
Yeah, because he was at McMullen's. Yeah.
So, but the...
Yeah, it was great.
The St. Baldrick's went well.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay,
man.
Good.
Yeah.
Kayla, good weekend?
Everything was great. I had a jam-packed weekend of, like, sports. So, Golden Knights Friday night. Saturday went to Rugby Sevens. Saturday night did McMullen's, then went over to UFC. And then Sunday did NASCAR all day with you. It was a sports weekend for me.
You know what you've done by doing this, though? No more whining about being sick. I don't want to hear about you being sick now because you went 4 days. Why are you giving me the look?
No. I'm not. Yeah, no. No more sickness. I'm good.
Yeah, because you can't. You can't go, oh, I'm so sick right now. But man, was I going hard this last weekend. You just can't.
Right.
Davey, I had a couple of minutes to myself. I'll just take your part, Davey.
Yeah.
I got a couple of minutes to myself. I had a beer on Sunday because the kids were sleeping.
Spot on.
I got
on.
You covered. Don't worry.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It came up off the air, so I'll just bring it up on the air now. Saturday night, by the way, huge weekend.
How'd you do?
Loved all the P1s that were out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway that said, hey, Oscar party last night was awesome. They've remodeled Brendan Theaters at the Palms. So it's all the recliner seats. So,
oh, okay.
Oh my God. So good. You, honestly, that Oscar party next year, you have to go. There's no two ways about it.
It's so much fun every year.
You have to go. And if you can spring for the VIP tickets, that's cool because then you get to go up into the Johnny Brendan suite, which is always fun. But then just stake out some... Do that for the open bar and the food, and then just stake out some territory down below in the theater, in the recliner seats, and watch the Oscars. It's awesome.
Cool.
Saturday night, I'm going to be really careful because I'm not quite sure how much I can say, but I got home from NASCAR, and the idea was I was just going to lay low. My wife's been sick, and I hadn't seen her a whole lot. So I was just going to, you know, I'd thrown on some sweats, like the not like the fashionable ones either, like gray sweats. I was head to toe gray sweats, fluffy, warm, gray sweats. And I was just going to, you know, lay in bed and watch movies with my wife and stuff. And I went to the other end of the house. And, you know, it was super windy. And it sounded like something fell into the house. And I said to, I went and asked my wife, I said, you hear that? She goes, yeah, it sounded like a car crash. I'm like, I don't think a car. What do you mean, car crash?
Yeah. No.
Stop it with your silly sickness. So I walked outside just to see what had fallen into the house because, of course, I'm right.
Of course, yes.
No. Some dude actually ran into a parked car in our neighborhood and knocked it 20 feet.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Solid 20 feet. Did you see it?
I saw it. I was standing next to the girl.
But you didn't see it.
No.
Okay,
no,
so
no,
you're
no.
like, oh, it's crazy. I'm like, yeah, you didn't see it. So the car went 20 feet and turned sideways. And I was the one who called the cops. And I wonder, was I a bad guy for doing that? I think there might have been mitigating circumstances, if you know what I'm saying.
Why would you be a bad guy for calling the cops after a car accident?
I don't know. Does it make me a snitch? I'd do it again. I'll do it again 100 times. I'll call the cops on you. I don't care if I think it's bad.
Well, I don't think you're a bad guy at all.
I don't think it's a bad thing, no.
Oh, sorry, I don't have Davies. Davies over there. Davies over there giving a speech. I don't have his mic on.
No, not bad at all.
Okay.
Yeah, if that was your car, you would hope that. So if you were home, you'd hope somebody would do that for you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, they ended up taking the dude away.
Wow.
Oh, so, man. Well, and that's not on you. You did the right thing. It just stinks that they had to take him away. Oh.
So what are you concerned about calling the cops for?
I don't know.
No, I'm
just kidding. You know,
yeah.
Because snitches get stitches.
That's what, you know, I didn't know.
Yeah. I would call the cops.
I would.
I get what you're saying. If let's say I was the first one there and you crashed a car, I might check on you first.
We're a different relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are a different relationship. Wow. Had that been you, oh, now I even think about this. Had that been you that hit the car, I don't know what I would have done. I wouldn't have called the cops. I wouldn't have. Well, what would I do? How would I protect you?
You would put me in your truck and you'd take me somewhere.
No.
Don't flee the scene. That's a bad idea.
That's better than, yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong.
I have a number of ideas of what I would do, but none of which I think I could say on the air. So
listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I didn't find out on Friday. Were you guys all planning to watch the Oscars? Did you watch the Oscars?
I watched, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I was trying to think.
It's completely underwhelming.
Well, because you know, there wasn't as much political stuff as I thought there would be, and because Jimmy set it up from the beginning to be focusing on being positive.
Yeah.
And so he kept it that way for the moment. He was a couple little shots here and there.
Didn't he get his in early?
Yeah, but it wasn't. There was no Trump stuff him at all.
Huh.
He took a Pence shot, and that was about the only real political joke he made.
I missed it. I came in right at the first commercial.
But what's great about him and why he's perfect for this, he did the jet ski bit where he said that the shortest speech
wins the jet ski.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was awesome. And then they took a bunch of stars across the way to the theater next door watching Wrinkle in Time and surprised everybody with snacks.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I had a smile on my face for 10 minutes afterward. It was so cool.
The opening monologue was hilarious. He did such a great job. I was a little mad at the time frame because they went over pretty significantly. I don't remember. Probably close to an hour, I think.
No.
They went over.
It was 8. They were done by 8:30.
Oh, okay.
Trust and believe, I know. Trust and believe, I know. Right? It was a long day. They're never going to get that show done by 8 o'clock.
No.
They're never, ever, ever. And it started at 5:30. So a 3-hour Oscars is pretty good.
Yeah, I assume it's going to be like that. Sure.
Yeah.
That's not bad. But to you, it felt long?
It felt super long. And maybe it was like, because right when it started, I thought the pacing was great. I even tweeted about it. I was like, oh, the pacing of this year's Oscars is fantastic. And then I always forget that in the middle, they have all those random little awards that I'm like, I don't know what any of this means.
Well, yeah, but they do that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was moving along at a pretty good clip. But I guess we had, that's the beauty of this. That's the other beauty of this Oscar party, is there's other distractions.
Right.
That's the thing I like. There's other distractions, and there's booze, and there's food, and there's other, so it makes the Oscars go that much quicker. How much do you think Jimmy Kimmel got paid last night?
Ooh.
Yes, spent.
$100,000.
Kayla.
Oh, a mil.
Davey the Show Killer. How much do you believe that Jimmy Kimmel got paid last night?
$150,000.
$15,000, he says. And not jokingly. $15,000 is how much he got. That was it. There are people. There are people. Oh, that was the other thing. Hey, Mr. Research Department, Spence.
Yes. Uh-huh.
How tall is Jennifer Lawrence?
I know, right? Next to Jodie Foster, she looks like she was 6'3".
Okay, if you when they said, and here's Jennifer Lawrence and Jodie Foster, and then they're going out. They showed them from the back for a second, and I thought, what's wrong with this picture? Because I would think if they asked you, who's a foot taller than the other one? Wouldn't you have believed that Jodie Foster would be the one
yes.
that was a foot taller than Jennifer yeah. Lawrence?
All the way.
Not the other way around?
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Lawrence looked 6 feet tall, and I know she's not.
And she's 5'9", and part of the thing was Jodie Foster was on crutches, so she was wearing flats, so she didn't have any heels on.
Sure.
And so...
So it was really amplified, yeah.
Still, I had... that's funny. I had Jennifer Lawrence pegged for like 5'2 or 5'3". In my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, buddy. Woo. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, not for nothing, we haven't even mentioned it once yet. Although we weren't really officially on the air until now. I mean, there's before the show, that doesn't count.
No.
Big Fat Bribe is still in play.
That's right.
Who could not be just ecstatic if you started your week with $1,000?
Love it. Could use it.
How does it work?
Your first chance is at 6:30, so we'll give you a code word and then a number to text that code word to.
Give him the number now.
Yeah, 72881. So you text the keyword to that number, and then you're entered to win.
The code word's semi-secret. The number that you text to, that ain't secret.
No.
We can tell that part.
Yep.
People already know. So if you had to narrow it down, Kayla had Super Sports Weekend. If you had to narrow it down, what was the best part of your weekend?
Oh, NASCAR yesterday. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy it every single year because I like the people watching, and there's just so many people there. It was.
How did you not get a picture with Dylan McDermott?
Because
how did I not get a picture with Dylan McDermott? I'm the worst at that. Spence is all excited because he got the picture with Malcolm Subban. I talked to him for 10 minutes the other night when we were doing that pep rally thing down at Toshiba Plaza.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I'm dumb. I never take. You know why? Because I always feel like. When you're the guy who's kind of back there and part of it, that it's goofy.
That you're working and maybe that's not, you shouldn't be asking.
It's not appropriate.
Photos.
Yeah, it's not appropriate. I took a selfie with Kyle Busch on Friday because my brother-in-law, Amy's brother, my wife's brother, he's the biggest Kyle Busch fan on the planet.
Oh.
So I took a picture with Kyle Busch and then just captioned it, Kyle says hey.
Oh.
Other than that,
and I'm with you. I'm not take a photo with a celebrity guy. I don't like to intrude, but I that went out the window.
You're such a Golden Knight.
I bleed golden. What's our colors?
Gold, black and gold.
Yeah,
bold
black and gold.
Gold. Sure, bold and pewter. Gold. And pewter. Yeah. No, I can imagine.
Well,
making the face to our buddies.
We're sitting in line for our guys that are getting their heads shaved. They're called the Bald Mafia. They raised over $50,000 this year. It's awesome. And I hear the one woman tell Brian, who owns McMullen's, Malcolm Subban's coming.
Subban's coming.
And then, so I find my buddy Spence. Ironically,
the other
same
one.
Name, yeah. And I go, hey,
do you know how people call him? Hey, have you seen Spence? Which one? Mine or the other one?
Right.
And that's truly you are my Spence.
Right.
And he is the other one.
Our buddy, our old boss Cat, that's his Spence, and I'm the other one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I tell my buddy Spence, and so we start we literally start fangirling out like, oh, and Spence is like, they're going to bring him back through the kitchen on the side. We can try to get him there to get a picture. So we had it all planned out. And then we got pictures, and then we're showing each other our pictures that we just saw because I took the picture for him, and he took the picture for me.
Like little girls.
Look at mine. No, look at mine. Look at mine.
He's smiling.
It really was.
I look taller than you in this picture.
And then Spence, or the Spence, posted a photo, and our other buddy Pat was in the photo originally.
Yes.
Spence cropped Pat out.
Just cropped
his ass out.
That's great. So Malcolm Subban, best part of your weekend.
Yeah.
NASCAR, just chilling out. Dylan McDermott, by the way, was the he's the actor from that LA to Vegas show.
Yeah.
And he was the Grand Marshal and did the driver start your engine.
Nice.
So I've given him the big intro while he's going up on stage at first. You saw it. And he gives me the point.
Yeah.
He looks over and gives me the point. Because I don't know why. I'm in the middle of it and I'm reading, right? Yeah. And I just looked up. I'm looking lovingly into his eyes while I'm introducing him. Golden Globe winner, Emmy nominee, the star of L. And I look up, and he gives me the point.
Yeah, man, that's me. All right.
He's much skinnier than I thought he would be. He's very, very skinny.
Like Malcolm Subban.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't wear all the pads.
Nope.
Davey, absolute best part of your weekend.
Golden Knights game yesterday. Watched the game, and good to get that win. I'm not going to lie, guys.
In the man cave.
I was a little worried with a couple losses in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, we really need this win. And I know a lot of people say that, but hey.
It was a big win.
It was a big win.
Big game. Big game, big win.
Got a chance to spend a couple minutes to himself without the kids. Had beer.
No beer, but I did have time alone for about maybe 15 minutes.
That's good. Let's
with the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
We showed you ours. Now it's time for you to show us yours.
Right.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? It's 702-364-9898. Michelle Cable, whose weekend is always better than yours.
Yep. I don't know about this one, though. Even your listeners commented on it, that you had a better weekend than me this weekend.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Pretty good.
No, yeah. Wayne the Flagger, who's also a big-time P1.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know, man. I think you got Michelle Cable beat. It was pretty good.
So Saturday we did date day, which was awesome. So I had lunch, and we saw a movie game night, which is really funny, with my daughter. And then that night I had date night with my husband. We went to dinner and a movie and saw Black Panther. So it was just a great day. It was awesome.
Meals and movies.
Love it.
Yeah,
with different people. As
that
you
sounds
could,
good.
It was like you were speed dating with your family.
I know.
That's fun.
Pretty
no.
much. But awesome.
How'd you like Black awesome. Panther?
It was good, too. I mean, I think it was great. I don't know if it's like all the hype, but I mean, I get it. It was really, really good. But game night was funny as heck. It's hilarious.
That's fun. Cool. See, that's one of those movies when she talks about game night. And Jacob, our movie guy, didn't like it. You don't like it at all.
My friends went and saw it this weekend. They said it was hilarious, too.
See, so. Sometimes a critic.
Yeah, and Rotten Tomatoes, it actually it's done very well. So he's on the other side of that.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Donna, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
It was my birthday weekend.
Happy birthday.
So, well, thank you. I actually got a surprise massage from my best friend on Saturday. And then a surprise birthday party thrown by my kids on Sunday with all my friends and family. So I partied the whole weekend.
All I can think of when you said you got a surprise massage from your friend.
Like
they just came up behind you and shoved you down on the bed. Surprise!
Yeah.
Here, no, you like it. No, you're going to enjoy this. This seems inappropriate. No, no, I'm massaging you. Get off me, Weinstein. What are you doing? Not good.
No, she treated me to a massage at a massage parlor.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I think they need to take the word parlor out of that. Because when they say massage parlor, I'm like, you're paying for extra
That's
stuff.
Different too. Was it over on Spring? Was it over on Spring Mountain?
Yes, it was actually.
Hey,
I'm putting you back on hold. Then. There's no good that's
Give
coming
Davey
out of
your
this
friend's
call.
Number, please. Thanks.
There's no good that's coming out of this call. Corinne, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So the best part of my weekend is we actually did a pajama drive at work, and this weekend we took them down to Westcare and donated them to all the mothers and the kids in need.
What is awesome. Westcare?
So it's kind of like a safe net. So basically moms and children, victims of domestic violence, go there, and they get the help they need, and when they're ready to get out on their own, they actually try to house them and find them a place to live and kind of provide them with everything that they need to start up a new home.
Right on. Good work. Good work.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Great. Hang on one second. Let's grab one more. John, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I took my wife on Friday night to
the what?
The night game.
Oh.
Friday night.
Oh, fun.
It's cool. Your phone's just cutting out a little bit.
First one.
Was that your first one as well?
No, I've been to many.
Yeah. And just finally decided that you'd take her. I guess so.
Well, she's off on Friday, and my boss gave me his ticket, so.
Oh, that's cool.
I do it.
It's fun, man.
Good for you, man. No, no, it's good times. It's awesome. Good times. Even though, didn't win it on Friday.
Nope.
But it's okay.
It's still fun to be there.
Right? The games are still fun.
Yeah, it's great.
And that'll be the true litmus test moving forward, too. Once the shine's off a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once the shine's off ever so much, you still going to go and pack the place and have fun? Uh-huh. I hope so.
Man. Yeah.
I hope so. 98.5
KLUC. It's the big.
Big. Fat.
Ride.
I hope you know what the word. I have no idea what the code word is.
I got it right here. Party. P-A-R-T-Y.
That's a good one.
Text it to 72881.
Sure. You got your chance to win $1,000 right now.
Thank you so much.
Message and data rates may apply. We'll text you back to confirm entry. For rules or to enter online, visit KLUC.com for this national contest. Text now and good luck from 98.5 KLUC. Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
So the biggest star of the Oscars, in my opinion, hasn't had a movie in 20 plus years.
Okay.
And wasn't even at the Oscars last night. But so
is that why? Because they haven't had a hit movie in 20 years?
Yeah, they haven't had a movie in 20. I'll tell you who it is in a second. I'll explain everything, okay? So the 90th Academy Awards were last night, and Jimmy Kimmel crushed it with his opening monologue.
This year, when you hear your name called, don't get up right away. Just give us a minute. We don't want another thing. What happened last year was unfortunate. I've not told the story in public, because I wanted to save it for tonight. But here's what happened. This is true. Last year, about a week before the show, the producers asked me if I wanted to do some comedy with the accountants. And I said, no, I don't want to do comedy with the accountants. So then the accountants went ahead and did comedy on their own. And I have to hand it to them. It was hilarious. But it won't happen again. This year, the chairman of PricewaterhouseCoopers said, and I quote, our singular focus will be on the show and delivering the correct envelopes. Which is does make sense. Just out of curiosity, though, what was your focus the other 89 years? I'm hopeful that things will go smoothly tonight. We can't ruin this one. This is a special year. This is a big one. These are the 90th Academy Awards. This is history happening right here.
I thought it was a really good show. It seemed to move along at a pretty good clip for me, and I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it lagged a little bit at the end, but it was just because I really wanted to get to the, like, the final awards, the best actor, the best actress, the you know, best picture.
And it's always been my contention that super creative, superstar people, you know, those A-listers, those kind of folks are nuts. That you have to have a certain brand of crazy
to be really
great like that. And didn't Frances McDormand?
She's crazy.
Prove that, yeah, that she's not.
Oh, wacky!
And when I see her, you go, "Oh my God, she's a pita."
She was wonderful.
Great speech. Yeah,
she was wonderful and good for her and all of those things. But oh man, are you crazy?
So speaking of, she did win Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Sam Rockwell also took home Best Supporting Actor for the same film. Guillermo del Toro also picked up Best Director for The Shape of Water, which also won Best Picture, which is not shocking at all. A lot of people thought that was going to win.
Yep.
But it is kind of cool, though, that being the first sci-fi film to ever win Best Picture. So congrats for them. Gary Oldman was awarded Best Actor and Best Supporting Actress went to Allison Janney for I, Tanya.
Allison Janney. She's an Oscar winner. Get it right.
I'm sorry.
Allison
Janney.
Have some respect.
And you know what's so sad is I watched that show Mom with her and Anna Faris. And I always screw that up.
Anna
so.
Faris?
Is it? No, I don't
I had that once.
No, Faris. You just said Allison Janney. So I figured, okay, she could be Anna Faris then.
I had that once. I had to take some.
It's some Anna Faris?
Yes, I had Anna Faris one time.
By the way, the night was super diverse, too. Jordan Peele became the first black man to win Best Original Screenplay. And the movie Coco took home Best Animated Feature and best song.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Macaulay Culkin actually joined Twitter, guys, last month, announcing his arrival by tweeting Devon Sawa. I guess that was his character's name in the movie Casper when he becomes an actual human being for a couple of hours. He decided to continue his wacky streak on the platform last night by live tweeting during the Oscars, and he was funny. A couple of them are, water takes the shape of whatever container it's in. The entire movie is horse blank. He also tweeted, I'm bummed this is the fourth year in a row I was left out of the in memoriam.
That's funny. Can I ask something here?
Sure.
Is this the big star that you were talking about, the biggest star who hasn't had a movie in 20 years? Is this the one that you were talking about?
Yeah, yeah. He's a huge star. He just hasn't had a movie in 20 years.
Honestly, we're friends, right?
Yeah.
I really don't understand you sometimes.
He's a huge star. No, honestly, what movies are rerun more times than Home Alone and other stuff that he's done?
All the other ones that are on TBS?
I think Allison Johnny's bigger star, personally.
Johnny Allison.
Oh, Johnny Allison. I always get it mixed up.
That's the Kayla Report.
Yeah, it should be.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
And good feeling story of the day is coming up in like 15 minutes, maybe 20 tops. Another shot at the big fat bribe. Another $1,000 for you to take a swing at.
Awesome.
Another code word coming up at 7:30.
Very
cool. Spence's challenge today. Let's get serious now.
Ah.
Focus. Go look at something right now. My goodness. How much money?
$973 in the actual Terrible Hurt Spence's Challenge jackpot if you can tie him, but $1,000 on top of that if you can beat him.
We're just throwing money all over the place. Right? It's embarrassing. It's just, I mean, honestly, please.
Our producer over there is making $8.25 an hour, and here we are giving money to everybody else.
Yep. That's how it works.
Yep.
So all of that coming up, but our friend Tiffany, sorry, I was looking at some comments on Facebook. We threw this out there the other day. Tiffany's boyfriend thinks they should take a break. Tiffany's very upset about this. And this is like, she's like, I need a P1's court. Well, that's what we're here for. He saw me break down and bawl like a baby when I read a text that my ex-husband is getting married. He completely flipped out and said the only reason, capitalized, only reason that I would cry like that is because I am not over him, which is total BS, because I can't stand him. Talking about her ex. And we've been divorced for over 4 years. All women do this. Well, we all know that all women don't do anything.
That's,
you know what
true.
I mean? All women don't do anything.
I wouldn't do that.
But you get where she's going here. I know, this is so funny too, and I'm sorry, Tiff, because I know you're listening, but I am going to mock. Because when people say, all women do it, at least four of my friends. So if you can say four, that means everybody. It's like the girl in the club. If you play the song, Davey, how many times have you heard that at the wedding reception?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all yeah. the time.
All Everybody's going to dance. You play it. Everybody will do it. You play it. Nobody dances.
Exactly.
Except for that one girl.
I know she doesn't either because nobody's out there. Well, nobody's out there. Get them out there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but we digress. I know at least four of my friends who have exes who got married again, and every one of them cried when they found out too. Honestly, it's because I was more hurt than anything. And at the end, she throws in, and not knowing how a new mom is going to affect our daughter only added to it. So is women crying when they find out their ex is getting remarried? Is that a thing? If, in fact, it is a thing, does it mean that they're just not over their ex yet? Rebecca?
I think my parents got divorced at a young age. I was in third grade, and then my dad got remarried at when I was a sophomore, and my mom bawled her eyes out. I have three younger sisters, so I think it is a thing, and I think my mom wasn't over my father, actually. So I think it is a thing.
Okay, so then a third question that comes into play. So then is Tiffany's boyfriend correct in dumping her, essentially? They're on a break. But now he says he doesn't want to be with her right now.
Because she's not over him.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe that Tiffany's over her ex. So what you're saying is you agree with the boyfriend.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Okay. Krista, and Kristen, you're in line with that as well.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry, but it's one of two things. Either she still is worried about him, upset about him, or loves him, or whatever, or she's totally petty, and either way, that is not what you want. I mean, she either resents the fact that he's found someone else in happiness, which is not a good thing, or she's upset because it's not her, and that's not a good thing either. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
Isn't that?
She didn't love him anymore. She wouldn't care.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, are you a doctor?
Save that for later. That's the final exam answer for later. What is the opposite of love? It's not hate. It's what?
Indifference.
Oh, so good. So the boyfriend. You, once again, you say the boyfriend is right.
Oh, he dodged a bullet. He's right.
By the way, Kristen has the most adorable class of kindergartners out at Coral Academy.
Aww.
On Nellis Air Force Base.
I think they loved you.
Oh God, I love them. I wanted to abduct all of them.
Well,
I know it's not right.
Coming
on the heels of Spence's white windowless van song earlier this morning, I decided it probably wasn't.
That was great.
Can I just ask this, though, real quick, since you're still here?
Yeah.
What about she dodged the bullet? This guy has no empathy. I mean, not to go, hey, and talk it out and go, why exactly are you upset? And just going, I think we need to take a break. I'd dump that guy quicker than anything, just because.
I can see that, but I just feel like that conversation he has with her, she's not being honest with herself about how she feels. So talking it out with her isn't going to help, because she's not acknowledging her own emotional situation. How do you empathize with someone who isn't even acknowledging how they actually feel?
Kayla Jo.
It kind of sounds like they did have a conversation about it, because she explained to him, I don't like him anymore. We're not in love anymore. But
yeah.
I do get emotional about this. So it kind of sounds like they did have the conversation about
and
it.
So he's
and
just
I might have felt differently. I might have felt differently if she had led with, I'm worried about my kid.
Yes.
But she didn't. That was an afterthought.
That was an ad.
And that really bothered me.
And I know at least four of my friends that have done the same thing, so it's okay.
I love appealing to a higher power that isn't really a higher power there.
Exactly. All right, have a great day. Tell the kids I said hey.
I will. Bye.
See you. She's the best. Kesia.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think people tend to have unresolved feelings, maybe some resentment, some anger, hurt feelings over what's happened through the divorce. I myself was already remarried and had another child. When I found out my ex was remarried, I found out in a crappy way. I came home because my daughter, when she came home from spending time with her dad, said, oh, by the way, my dad got remarried. I'm like, how do you know? He goes, because you have a new mom. That phrase upset me.
Yikes.
No new mom.
Wow.
There's still one mom. She may be a stepmom, but there's no new mom. And that upset me. Gave me a lump in my throat, but I think it was more over the rage as to how my daughter was introduced to the new wife.
That's not about the relationship. That's about your daughter. See, you would have mentioned, if you were writing that same email that Tiffany wrote, you would have said, guys, I need help here. I'm so mad. My daughter came home and told me that she has a new mom. How could he do that? You know, that's what you would have done. That email would have looked totally different.
Exactly. But when I found out, I was very cautious not to get extremely upset and cry over it, because I didn't want my current husband to think there's unresolved love feelings for my ex, because there wasn't. There was a lot of anger and resentment towards him from the years that we went through that led up to the divorce.
Yeah. No,
but I didn't want to make my current husband feel disrespected or like he didn't compare to my ex.
Yeah, but this is a totally different deal. Your deal's totally different. You're a good person. No, we'll see. Bye, Kesia. Jeremy, let's get a guy's perspective. We haven't talked to one dude on this yet. Okay, so number one, here are the questions. Is this a normal thing for women crying after finding out that their ex is getting married? You may not be qualified to answer that. Does it mean if they do cry that they are still in love with their ex, Jeremy?
All right. So I've been married for 6 years. All right. So when my wife hears about, past exes, just past exes in general, she gets a little aggravated. Not because she has held on feelings. It's because she doesn't she wonders why it didn't work, and it makes her feel a little bit inferior to the women that are with her current exes. Not because those guys are the greatest thing since sliced bread, but because it's like, hey, I'm a great woman. What makes that woman even better? Why didn't my relationship work out with that guy, in that situation? Why didn't my marriage work out in the previous situation? Now, these are just feelings of more of resentment on why work. You know, makes them feel less. That's valuable.
Great stuff. Your phone's starting to cut out, so we're going to let you go. But great stuff, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Facebook, we threw it out there on Facebook. What'd you find, Kayla?
Hello. She's like, oh, my God, I wish that was me. Being the boyfriend, I'd be like, peace out.
Brandon says, dude, you are the rebound. She does still love him.
I find that amazing because I don't think that's it at all. I feel like I'm on an island on this. I just feel like he's moved on and got married and she's not married. And it's
dude, I get that. We all have friends though. Like I have one friend who is now single again, but she can't move on in another relationship because she's still her past relationships from like years ago still haunt her because she's still weirdly attached to them.
Yeah, I was going to say these are connected, but I don't know that they are. But Jennifer says maybe she effed up in the relationship, and that's why it ended. And now that he's found someone new that appreciates him, it's killing her inside. And now because of that, now you got another guy that doesn't think you appreciate. Oh, my goodness. It's a vicious circle. It's ugly.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
So last night on the Oscars. Oh, not yet. No, not yet. What did I just say? I swear to God, I put something else in there. All right, there it is. So last night during the Oscars, did you see the Cadillac commercial?
No.
With Feel It Still? With Portugal the Man?
I heard it, yes.
I did not.
How do you feel about that? Here's what I don't know. Portugal the Man came out of the alternative world. Really. Which is kind of weird when you hear that song. You think, alternative, really? That?
Yeah.
So I just get the idea that they would be, you know, we're too cool for that. You know, we don't want to be, we're alternative. We don't want to be that type. That's what one would think. I don't know if that's the case or not. So honestly, I was offended by the Cadillac commercial. I'm like, what? You sellouts. I would kill to be able to sell out. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Just so you know. And a lot of times I argue within myself violently. So I'm like, you sell it. Oh, this is terrible. And then I'm like, no, good for them, buddy. Make all that money. Make every bit of money you can.
If Ford, Dodge, or Chevy were listening to the show Friday, I'm happy to license my big smash white windowless van for anything you want
to put that out there.
Yeah. You know, if they want to use it for one of their van commercials.
I don't know if that's going to go over.
I'll sell it
real well.
And then I thought, hey, Cadillac, pound sand. You're trying too hard now.
Trying to be a little younger, hipper. I can
trendy,
see that.
Yeah.
Did you see the commercial?
I haven't, but I can just picture it. I'm assuming they're in a Cadillac just selling. Is that what's happening?
Listen, man. Can't get nothing by
nothing.
You.
That's,
nothing. Okay. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I'm envisioning the Cadillac commercial. Yeah. Is there a Cadillac?
Yeah. So you see there's this Cadillac, and there's a lot of quick cuts.
And they're driving it. And the music's playing.
And there's an abandoned road, probably.
I believe it was a sea, you know, going along the sea, you know, the up in the hills, Highway 1.
Classic car commercial.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, it's not groundbreaking. Not that I seem to recall. Funny. I just remember going, what is this? You. And then the other side of me was like, yeah, but I bet they got paid a lot of money
for
that song that they never thought would go anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Who knew? So the good feeling story of the day, about a 12-year-old Chihuahua mix in Bowling Green, Kentucky. His name is Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, Jackson. A woman named Kelly Brown adopted him from a shelter about 4 years ago when they believed that Jackson was about 8. And that's all well and good. But this story, what?
Oh, listening.
You made like you were sad face.
I'm listening intently.
But the story is really about his favorite toy, a stuffed alligator named Greeny that Kelly got at PetSmart. This is only important that they got it at PetSmart. They don't advertise with us, but they came big to Toy Drive, and we love them for that. And this is cool. So Kelly got this stuffed alligator named Greeny at PetSmart. She's actually bought quite a few of them before because Jackson loves Greeny and it's the only toy he'll play with, and he chews him up and then he puts him in his bed and he sleeps with him. Aww. And they get ripped up and she has to replace him all the time, about once every 6 months, whatever. Kelly went into her neighborhood PetSmart in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and found out that Greenie had been discontinued.
Oh, no.
So she thought that she'd be able to find him online. Nope. Empty. Zero. Nothing. So as a last resort, she posted something about it on Twitter. A 21-year-old woman named Kendall Kircho happened to see it. She works at a PetSmart in Lake Worth, Texas. And just for fun, started digging through the bargain bins, thinking if they've been discontinued.
Maybe they're there.
Immediately they go to the bargain bins. And Kendall ended up finding 8 greenies.
Oh.
And honestly, if Jackson is 12 years old and you got 8 more greenies, that's kind of a lifetime supply, pretty much.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So she sent them to Kelly last month and would not accept any money for it. She insisted they were a gift. All's well that ends well. I've got chills.
That's
and
so
you've
sweet.
Got a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
And then how about this?
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
That was awfully nice. Davey the Show Killer, who is on the phone, please?
That is Autumn Sanders.
Autumn, what part of town are you from?
Northtown,
hey! How was your weekend? Good?
It was good. I relaxed the whole weekend with my husband.
Good. So you're in a good state of mind to try and take Spence's cache.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's Mr. Terrible's cache. But yeah.
Yeah,
you know how it works. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not you do, because seriously, beat the man and it's almost $2,000. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and away we go. Who did a hilarious impersonation of Shaquille O'Neal on Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Jim Bob Cooter.
Kathy Griffin is set for her first major TV appearance since her latest controversy. What show is she going to be on?
House of Cards.
What long-running game show recently made history with their first ever sudden death tiebreaker?
Jeopardy.
After her main event win on Saturday, who is still the UFC women's featherweight champion?
Jim Bob Cooter.
The first man to run a 4-minute mile passed away on Saturday. What's his name?
Spence's
challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Golly, Davey, was that a triple cooter?
That was a triple cooter.
Triple cooter.
Yep.
Triple cooter, but she did get one, so you'll need 2.
Okay.
To keep the cache safe. And I don't know why I'm saying cache today, but I am.
Cache. It's fun.
I think that's it. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Spence needs 2 to keep the money safe. Who, my friend, did a hilarious impersonation of Shaquille O'Neal on Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Charles Barkley.
Kathy Griffin is set for her first major TV appearance since her latest controversy. What show is she going to be on?
Roseanne.
What long-running game show recently made history with their first ever sudden death tiebreaker?
Jeopardy.
After her main event win on Saturday, who is still the UFC women's featherweight champion of the world?
Cyborg, and she's terrifying.
The first man to run a 4-minute mile passed away on Saturday. What's his name?
His name's Roger Bannister.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
As he confidently strides away from his microphone. See how we did. Feeling good about it. Needed 2. Keep that money safe. Who did a hilarious impersonation of Shaquille O'Neal on Saturday Night Live this weekend? Autumn said...
Don't know Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter did not appear on Saturday Night Live.
That'd
he
cool
did
though.
Not. I know that he deserves it. Spence said...
Charles Barkley.
Was it Charles Barkley?
Kuyakasha.
Sure was. 1 for Spence. Kathy Griffin set for her first major TV appearance since her latest controversy. What show? Autumn said.
House of Cards.
Spence said.
Roseanne.
Real Time with Bill Maher.
Ah.
Bill Maher is going to have her on. Still one for Spence. What long-running game show recently made history with their first ever sudden death tiebreaker? Autumn said.
Jeopardy.
Spence said.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Booyah. Booyah.
Two for Spence, one for Autumn. Jeopardy's been around for 50 years, 55 years. But just 2 years ago, they used to have co-champions if you tied.
Okay.
Both people came back. But now they put in a tiebreaker for whatever reason. Oh. Like two years ago they did. So the idea that it's like, ooh, first ever sudden death time. Well, it's not the first one in 50 some odd years. It's the first one in 2 years. But everybody still just, got excited. After her main event win on Saturday, who is still the UFC Women's Featherweight Champion of the World? Autumn said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
I got to be honest. I don't even think Jim Bob Cooter could beat this woman. And not even close. Spence said?
Cyborg, and she's terrifying.
She is terrifying.
Right?
Amanda Nunes, though, is also terrifying. And they're going to fight. And it's going to be great.
Just a quick thing. The announcer was like talking about past fighters that have fought Cyborg and quoted one girl that said, I punched Cyborg in the face, broke my hand, and she laughed at me.
She laughed at me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. Wow. Much like Autumn smacked Spence in the face with her one Jeopardy answer, and Spence comes back with
Booyah!
Three. And the first man to run a 4-minute mile passed away on Saturday. What's his name? Autumn said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter has never run a 4-minute mile. I can confirm that. Spence said?
Roger Bannister.
Roger Bannister. It's true. And for Spence, that's one.
Booyah!
And two.
Booyah!
And three.
Booyah!
And four.
Booyah!
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I want to preface this right now with, sure, I fully expect everybody to puff out their chest and go, yeah, that's right. You got to tell your boy. You got to do it. I expect everyone to do that. We floated this out on Facebook, and that's pretty much what everybody said, right?
It's all one-sided that you should tell your friends.
You should tell, which is all well and good until you are about to lose your own livelihood. Until your family is in danger. Until your rent isn't going to get paid. Until your car payment isn't going to get paid. Until your kid isn't going to have new shoes.
Right.
You know, or whatever. So the story, Spence.
These guys work together, and the one guy has got connections in management and hears things. The other buddy, his buddy, is basically talking about they're buying a house, and it's come down that due to performance, this dude's going to lose his job. And his buddy's struggling with letting him know what's coming down the pike so he can be financially prepared for it. However, only a few people know about it, and everybody knows that these two guys are friends. So if the word gets out that he's the one that let it loose, he could lose his job. And the point was, he said, I got a mortgage too. I got a family too. And I can't, I'm not sure what to do with my conscience here because I can't risk my livelihood. But I feel bad for my friend that he has all these plans and it may not be able to happen.
So just trying to play both sides, just for no other reason. What difference does it? Well, I guess if you stop him from buying the house.
Yeah, I guess that's the biggest thing. Guy puts down, buys a house and then loses his gig.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to stop him from buying a house without blurting that out?
I wouldn't buy a house right now, buddy. Why not?
I just talked to my real estate guy, and it's just, hey, wait, the bubble's going to burst. Just wait.
Oh, prices.
Yeah.
Bubble's going to burst. Prices are going to go way down.
They're going to go down. Just take a time. Remember 2008? Yeah, like that. Just wait.
But is that the way you go?
Maybe.
Is that the way you go? 702-364-9898.
Because I can relate to this in a way, not that I have any knowledge of anything, but let's say you knew I was, you talk to these management types. I don't really. I'm kind of out of the loop.
Yeah.
They talked to you and said, we're going to let Spence go. And you're not going to tell me. I don't go. Well, that sucks. You're not my friend. I would hope that you would, but you'd struggle with that.
I will say this. I will say this. All honesty. Turn the music down. That's how you know it's serious. Oh. When we were in, Spence and I, are on the same contract timeline, time frame. Kayla is not. So we were talking towards the end of last year to do our deal. And Kayla was talking about buying a house. And I was like, dude, I'd hold up. Not that I thought that anything was going to happen to Kayla, but if this show was going to move,
Kayla,
But Kayla plowed ahead and was like, no, we're getting a house. Which only let me realize that she was like, yeah, leave, suckers. Yes, please. How soon can you leave?
Yeah.
Can I help you pack?
But it is a constant fear for me, too, especially because you guys are on the same cycle as far as your contracts and mine is separate. I'm always in fear that someone is putting a bug in your ear. And I would never expect you, by the way, to come to me and tell me, because that puts you in an awkward situation. And that is the last thing that I would want. If someone put a bug in your ear that said, hey, we're going to get rid of Kayla, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I wouldn't expect you to tell me.
I would hope I'd have some say in that. I would hope I'd have some say.
But in this case, you don't. You don't have any say.
Yeah, that's true. In this case, no.
The guy's not in management, so he doesn't get to decide whether his buddy stays or not. He just knows.
Really quick, Eric, what do you think? Should you tell?
I think things might end up playing out just fine without him telling and getting himself possibly in trouble. You know, if the guy is just now starting to look for a house, you know, it could be X amount of months until he even finds the house that he wants to buy. And he might have, you know, he might end up getting let go in that process in the meantime.
Right. And through the whole financing process, through the whole closing process.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. Maybe there is a way, instead of a way through, there's a way around.
Hmm.
Maybe. Do you tell?
I got a family and a mortgage, and I may never get another job. So I'm pretty much unemployable.
Limited set of skills.
Right?
You really can't, and I'm right there with you, you can't hold that against him. If you're the friend that gets far, you can't hold that against him.
You tell?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
I really thought you were going a different direction.
No.
Oh, no. No. Just no.
No.
I'd like to think that I would. I'd like to think that the friendship would trump my financial concerns, but I don't know.
Yeah, but does this make it? Boy, secondary question. By not telling, does that make you a bad friend? Who cares if he finds out in advance?
The concern would be, like, let's say in this situation, you knew I'm getting canned, and you know that I'm a bit of a loose cannon. And you know that if you tell me, I'm going to lose my ish in this building and maybe go punch the chief engineer in the face.
This is real life, right?
Right? Okay. Yeah, this is real life. No, but that while I would try to protect my anonymous source, I might lose it if I felt it was unjust. And then you would get caught up in the fact and you go, I'm not telling Spence.
God, and what if it wasn't, if it really wasn't true? Then after it's really not true, you and you punch somebody in the face, then you really are getting fired.
Right.
Wow. Tiffany, do you tell?
Yes. You know, you have to think of it in a different aspect. If they are true friends, like they hang out outside of work, how can you let your friend get into a sticky situation where they are going to possibly purchase a home? And what if he loses his job and it takes a minute to catch up to getting a job? Well, now you just put him as a friend in a whole different situation. One, I don't think anybody's really thinking about the legal aspect on here. Yes, the guy might know management, but he technically, for saying something, would not be in any kind of contract. It's not union. It's nothing like that. You know what I mean? So you really have to look at it as, hey, just so you know, Frankie, you're probably going to get fired. I heard something. Maybe you should talk to some of our management team. I just don't want you to go out there and buy a brand new home and spend, you know, say $500,000 on a home, and you're not going to afford it starting next week.
I can't. I'm looking around this room right now, and I can't imagine the situation where I wouldn't, unless I was mad. You know what I mean? But I can't. Right. I'm looking at the. If I knew, okay, Spence, let's talk about you and I and how many years we've done this show together. Yeah, if I thought you were in trouble and they went, well, you can't say anything. I don't know. We might have to go down with the ship together, you know?
Yeah, I kind of get that idea. Whereas you'd almost have to say to management, hey, you telling me is telling him. Kind of like we did that bit about being married and whether if you say something to your spouse, you say something to my spouse, whether I'm going to hear about it. And
if you say something to me, am I telling Amy? Probably.
Yeah.
At some point, if it's big enough. What? You just made scrunch face.
No, because I believe in the same thing that I'm like, just because you tell me a secret doesn't mean I'm going to tell Buddy a secret.
But honest to God, Kayla, if you knew, never mind, because you'd get rid of me at the light second.
That is not true. Don't spread that. No, I feel like this dynamic is super different, though, from that. Like, we have to be raw like that on the air, so I feel like I would, like, I don't know, it just feels different. Like, I feel like maybe I'd tell you. I'd probably tell I don't think I'd tell Spence because I'd be scared that he would take me down with him. But
I'm taking down the whole ship.
Yeah.
Y'all are coming.
You'd find a way just out of spite to take Kayla with you.
Yeah. Kai, I'm just a miserably disliked human being.
That's not true.
No, that's not true,
but you have a vengeful streak in you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that applies to Kayla or why.
Real quick,
but
look me in the eyes.
Bro. Yeah, do I
all
know?
Right. You see it?
No. It was, but it's passed.
No, that was a threat. I'm kidding.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Are we talking about you getting fired?
Yeah, if I got fired, that was my threat to make sure that you go down with me by looking at
me.
Oh,
no, and what I was telling you was, no, that was before. You've passed it now. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a couple of months ago? Yeah, no, it was touch and go. Yeah. You're good now.
Oh, that's good to know.
None of that's true, by the way, just before anybody gets too excited. Stacey, now after hearing all of this BS, did we help you at all or is it more confusing?
No, I think that you should not tell him, and I have two major reasons why. Number one, let's say he does buy the house. He finds the house of his dreams. Right now, the housing market, everything's going up. The mortgage rates are still low. It's really hard to qualify. If he knew he was losing his job and he tried to qualify anyway, that's fraud. Let's say he qualifies. Let's say he gets the house of his dreams. So for a minute, it might be a little hard for him to pay the mortgage, but he'll get unemployment, he'll get everything else, and then he'll get back up on his feet, and he'll have ultimately still got his house, saved his time and money. You know, he'd still be towards his future working well. And let's say he does say, hey, Bob, why didn't you tell me if you knew? Bob just says, you know what, I found out just before it was going to happen, and you know, you were already so far into the process and everything. There was nothing really I could do. I didn't want to shake up your dreams. You know, sometimes you just got to let karma play its role. That's what I think.
Interesting. Oh, great call.
Thanks.
Davey, do you tell?
On the face of it, I was no, but you
what
know
if
what?
You knew I was getting fired? What if you knew I was getting fired? Would you tell me?
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it via text. I'd have to talk to you.
Okay,
oh, no,
but
you don't
okay.
want anything in writing.
No,
you can't have.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying though is like, it'd even be hard for me to tell somebody on the phone. I'd almost rather just like tip them off in person.
But here's the thing:
I'm not worried about how you do it.
But here's the thing: you've got 16 kids. How many kids do you have?
Yeah,
you're the breadwinner. You're going to risk being able to keep food in little oxen's mouth at home. Because and so that's what you're going to do.
If they know that I find out that it came from you, because you don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that I could protect you, but I don't know. I'd be upset. I'd be hurt. I'd be mad. And who knows what I might say or do.
I guess it boils down to I'd really have to analyze it out and see if they would have, meaning they meaning management, would have enough proof that I.
Yeah.
Told.
We got to wrap this up. We got to get this done. Angie, really quick, you would only tell if what?
I would say to him, hey, I want to tell you a thing. I wouldn't allude to what it was,
I'd just say, I want to tell you a thing. Would you be willing to sign a non-disclosure? And he's like, no. And he's like, no. Then you know that he would just run his mouth and screw you over anyway. And then at least you tried.
So wonderful to see you and Brandy last night at the Oscar party.
Oh, nice to see you too. We were cackling a lot. Sorry.
No, it makes me happy though to make Angie laugh. So that's good. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
See you. And really quick, Shamari, I like this idea. This may be another way around. Shamari?
Yeah?
What would you do?
So I would just tell him, like, hey, buddy, don't buy the house right now. And if he's like, why? I'd be like, you know, just don't buy the house. And then if he does get fired, and he's like, hey, did you know? I'm like, yeah, that's why I told you not to buy the house.
You
know? Right, the Jeff Buchanan Show. It's the Big Fat Bribe. $1,000 cash.
Your next chance to win comes next.
Is next. 98.5 KLUC.
Don't let me forget.
Okay. Because
you know, I'll get involved in Kayla's show, Biz Fact Down, and I'll be like, yeah, commercial retail 9.8, yeah, final exam, yeah. And they'll be like, what happened to the Big Fat Bribe? Oh,
okay, so,
sorry.
So in conjunction with Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown, I'll do my own buzzer to let you know, and it'll sound like this. Hey, dummy!
That's a good one. Know that, and I answer to that. I totally get it. Did you guys hear that somebody stole Frances McDormand's Oscar last night?
No!
The best actress? Yeah. Somebody swiped her Oscar from her table at the governor's ball. They caught the dude. Security got him. Wolfgang Puck's photographer stopped him, got the Oscar back, and the guy disappeared back into the party. Francis said, let him go. No harm done. I'm reading the TMZ story now. The thief was photographed from the stolen hardware, or with the stolen hardware, just before he was nabbed. Francis noticed her Oscar was MIA from the table and notified security at the Governor's Ball, the Hollywood and Highland Center. Security found the guy with Oscar in hand and turned him over to cops when they arrived. Yeah, and he's been charged with felony grand theft.
Yeah, that's worth a fortune.
Wow.
That's a big one. Huh. Interesting story developing.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Yes, you were saying.
Were worth like $450. Isn't a felony charge over $500?
I don't know.
That's interesting. They must be worth more than that. Someone was trying to tell me last night that they were only worth like $400.
I believe just if you were just for the materials, yes.
Okay.
Value, a recently acquired Best Actress Oscar, street value's huge.
Sure. Okay.
$10,000, $50,000.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Enough for grand felony.
A bajillion. Yeah, a bajillion. David the Show Killer, who is contestant number one, please, sir? Oh, maybe I should turn his mic on.
David Castillo?
David, what's your buzzer going to be, dude?
Bam.
Okay. And contestant number two?
Jerry Young.
Jerry, what's your buzzer going to be? Has Jerry decided not? Let's try and turn that on again. There's something's weird going
on. Wait, I'm here.
No. It was on our end, not on your end. Something, there's you know, there's a lot of static in the air right now. You notice that where you go to touch a door handle and zap, zap? I think something is zapping the board right now. Because that happened. I swore I turned your mic on.
Yeah.
And it was off. And I swore I had Jerry on and it was off. But it could be me. It's Monday. Whatever.
I hear a pop every once in a while, so I really don't think it is.
Yeah. Jerry, what's your buzzer going to be?
Woohoo!
A good one. Question one, Kayla.
Who hosted the 90th Annual Academy Awards last night?
Sounded like David.
Yeah, it was me. Jimmy Kimmel.
Is it, Jimmy, are you serious that that was your question?
Yep.
Well, I don't know, but I think he's right. Yeah, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. What is the only sci-fi film to win Best Picture ever? 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, The Shape of Water, or I, Tonya?
Damn.
Woohoo!
David.
Shape of Water.
Really?
He's faster than you.
Pick it up, Jerry.
Get on it. Yes, The Shape of Water. And for the all-important third and final super easy question, it was the 90th Academy Awards last night. We'll just make this particular question worth 90 points.
What won worst movie of the year last night at the Razzies? The Emoji Movie, The Mummy, or 50 Shades Darker?
David for the sweep and the win.
Emoji movie.
David says emoji movie. Is David right? Dramatic pause. He's right. God, Jerry, you called in early and everything.
I did, and you know what? Maybe woohoo was too long of a buzzer.
Well, you actually did the last one.
I keep going bam. I can't beat that.
You didn't you didn't even say anything. You didn't even make a woo at the last question.
I did. Well, forget it.
He's quick.
Exactly. And you know what? Forget I listen it. To you guys. I'm a P1D1, and this is the first time I've ever gotten through it. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's got to be wrong. Why does my phone keep ringing? Why does it keep ringing? And then Davey came on, and I go, oh, my God.
You know what? Because you played it smart.
Yeah.
You played it smart. Huh? You played it smart because you called in early. And usually people wait until we, like, tell them, to call. You called in and said, I want to play the game. So there you were.
Yep.
But that didn't pay off for you. We got to let you go.
I'll keep trying, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, awesome. Yay.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
David, 4 tickets to the Monster Jam World Finals March 23rd. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome, David. Low-key David. Mm-hmm. David Cosino is today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Wake up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We're about 10 minutes out from the Spence's Challenge results replay. I don't know if you could have gotten him today or not. I don't know. Pretty strong. Got 4 today.
My buddy Jason always tells me after the fact, I would have got you today.
Yeah. Okay.
Call him, bruh.
Do you believe him?
Yeah, you know what? He just has to get through.
Which Jason?
Our buddy Lisa's boyfriend, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Twitter whore and is constantly studying. Can you say that anymore?
No.
Okay.
Use that word?
Really can't?
Twitter fanatic.
And that sounds boring, but you know what I mean.
A little rough while folks are dropping their kids off at elementary.
Sorry for your children's ears.
Well, as long as Spence is taking us down that road, though, just know that this... You know what? Just for precaution.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Sort of. This story was from last week. And I've just kept it because I really wanted to talk about this. A couple in the UK posted on a website for childcare professionals because they wanted to hire somebody else to have the talk with their kids.
That's kind of funny.
The birds and bees talk.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to do it. They're offering $3,500.
It's very British.
This is so entertaining.
I was like, I'd do it for $250. You got, hey, seriously, if you got $250 in a Del Taco gift card, I'm in. But they want a licensed childcare professional. They want them to cover a wide range of topics, including
that.
Yeah, to do it. Yeah.
And gay that.
Okay.
STDs, condoms, consent, male and female anatomy, periods, pregnancy, as well as transgender and non-binary gender identities. Here's the kicker, though. Okay, so that's a lot. That's a lot to handle. Like, I don't want somebody to have that talk with me. But, you know what I mean? Like, even just reading the words seemed overwhelming. The kids are 7 and 8 years old.
Oh, that seems early.
That's awesome.
You think?
Yeah.
Good deduction, great. Inspector.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's like the standard nowadays. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't completely off.
That sounds like parents who take themselves a little too seriously.
No, this is a good discussion. How old do you need to have that talk? That's interesting to me because that seems like the right age to me.
7 or 8?
Yeah, I mean, it seems a little on the younger end cusp. But
to talk about non-binary gender identities?
Well, I just think there's so much... You have so much media stuff, so much social media that kids find out other ways and you want to control the information that's getting to them.
Maybe it's because I don't know what non-binary gender identities are.
I don't either.
And go ahead, call me, what's the word that ignorant? Call whatever, call me that all day long, but I don't know. Like if you asked me to explain it right now, I couldn't. Could you?
No. Say it again?
Non-binary gender identities?
No, I don't know.
Is that for people who aren't sure?
Yeah, I guess. Or that are fluid and just...
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
Like, I remember in elementary school, we took the class, learn about all this stuff when I was, like, in second grade.
Okay, that's eight.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the reason it kind of, like, we were grouped in, like, all the fifth graders and the second, like, we were all together as a big.
Yeah, but you never talked about transgender and non-binary gender identities, and you sure as hell didn't talk about STDs.
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
I just
did you talk about gay sex.
They showed us, like, how babies made. But, yeah.
We all took the class.
Yeah.
We all had the class. Well, We were fifth grade. I remember it. They took us. It was weird. They took us, like, in this basement room that none of us had ever been in before.
Really?
And there were other kids' dads. Like, dads from other classes. You know what I'm saying? So kids didn't have to be embarrassed because their dad was in there. But it was like they swapped them around. Like, everybody switch. You know what I mean? So the dads from this class go into this class. What?
That just sounds creepy.
No, you know what? Yes, it was.
I don't want to learn about sex ed with Davey's dad.
We don't need somebody to explain non-binary. We have Google, so we can do it. These parents say they don't want to do it themselves, and they don't trust their kids' teachers to talk to them about it. They're willing to do it all in one session or spread it out over 6 weekly sessions. And ideally, they want somebody who's done this before. So these are people who have too much money.
Yeah, because they can't talk to their own kids?
Yeah.
That's obnoxious.
You said you were excited to talk about this.
No, the idea of what age you should start talking to your kids about it, I'm fascinated by the different attitudes. Because these parents are way off in one side for me.
You know what we haven't done in a long time? We haven't done 5 calls says it all. Mm. So that's it. 5 calls. First 5 people to get through right now. 702-364-9898. Blast out your opinion quickly.
7 or 8, definitely. Because the only reason is my nieces are 10 and 11, and they still haven't had the talk, and I feel like they should have the talk of, like, a while ago.
My mom was a mail carrier. I remember distinctly I was, like, 12 or 13. She threw a Playboy on my bed and walked out. That's what I think that was pretty much it. I don't remember any other real... Yeah. You know,
learned all about Miss August's turn-ons?
Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to think if there was something else. No, I don't think so. There was a hunting analogy that it was, you know, you shoot it, you dress it, you pack it out, you eat it. It was pretty much, you know, in other words, you just clean up your own mess.
Right.
And that, I think that was pretty much what I got.
That's funny.
How old should the kids be for the talk, whether you're overpaying for a trained professional or not? 702-364-9898.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Turn it up. On 98.5 KLUC.
This is fun, and I'm guessing you may or may not have just dropped your kids off at school. Hopefully. How old, what's the right age for them to have the talk? Whether it is from an overpaid professional. This family in England wanted to pay $3,500 to have a trained professional come and have the talk with their two kids. I think it may have been a little more all-encompassing than I think any of us are comfortable with.
Sure. Right.
You know, unless you're extraordinarily well-educated and really want to dump a bunch of stuff on your kid, you know?
Right.
'Cause it just sounded like a lot.
Yeah.
It just sounded like a heavy load. Sunday, how old should you have the talk with your kids?
Well, I started talking to my son about anatomy and physiology by the time he was in second grade. So he, you know, learned everything about his body, how it functioned, hormones, all of those things.
So, like, how old is that then?
It's like eight
or nine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Smart.
Leslie, you go a little bit older than that.
9 or 10.
Did we do that? Because I'm, you know, I think I'm a little older than Kayla. And it seems like we were a little further down the road. Like, we were 11 or 12.
I kind of remember, like you said, fifth grade.
And middle school, too. I remember middle school, that was the hardcore. That was health class.
Right.
Yeah, health class, they did the... Yeah, and health class is when they usually did the anatomy and all that.
Sure. Excuse me. And isn't health class what they make the PE teacher teach before they become an actual PE teacher, and they hate it.
My PE teacher actually was my health teacher and my PE teacher.
This what, yep. That's what I'm talking about. Same thing. Jonathan, this upsets you a little bit. Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. Have a wonderful day, sir. But he said he was sad because the connection with your kid, you know, it's a great bonding moment. It's a good.
So you build trust, so they're not afraid to talk to you about whatever comes up in their life.
So to have a trained professional take over that duty,
Mom, I'm feeling like this with my body. I'm sorry, son. I need you to call your therapist.
Yeah,
I can't handle this.
Well, I mean, they just want them to be fully. I actually like the idea of it. I do think that their parents need to be present during the entire conversation. Like, they all need to sit down together and maybe have this professional say something.
Oh, that's even worse.
Why?
As your kids look over at you in horror. What's happening?
What did Mommy and Daddy have the talk with little Kayla Joe?
I was probably second or third grade.
They sit you down?
God.
Did they bring in a trained professional?
Did they bring a doctor?
Your uncle?
No, I think my mom tried to have the conversation, and then my dad made really inappropriate jokes the whole time.
That sounds about right.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
The animals that are responsible for the most deaths in the United States, farm animals, makes sense. Yeah. Bigger, big, heavy, you know, people are around them more, that stuff happens. Followed by bees and wasps, sure. Third place, the animals responsible for the most deaths in the U.S. Dogs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that happens. The top toys today have more computer power than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.
No way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's no expiration date on honey. It's the only food that can actually last forever. Won't go bad. Within 2.5 years of a Walmart being built, the houses within a mile of the store go up in value, 1-3%, regardless of the market.
Very nice.
And Waldo, from Where's Waldo? He's only called Waldo in the American versions of the book. We are such a pain.
We just are.
In most other countries, he is either Wally or Willie. We are the only ones where it's Waldo.
Well, it can't be Where's Willie.
Right here.
Oh, that's so
cool. Right here.
24/7, 365.
Put it away, Franco. Put it away, Franco.
The
greatest person in the world.
Davey, why don't you go first today?
Sure. The women's Pac-12 basketball tournament was this weekend, and their first title ever, the Oregon Ducks women's team, beat Stanford yesterday by 20 points, too. And wow. Stanford usually wails on Oregon. They've won 54 of 63 meetings, so this was something that the Oregon Ducks have been wanting to do for a long time.
Wow.
And I just think it's really cool that this is their first ever Pac-12 tournament title. And they are ranked 6th in the country, a record of 30-4 going into the tournament. So, Oregon Ducks women team.
You got the backup on this? Do you have the backup, or am I going to do it?
The greatest person in the world.
I might have to back up. Spence, go ahead.
Wednesday at the Thomas & Mack, it's the Mountain West Basketball Conference tournament. UNLV and Air Force kick it off at 11 o'clock. And every year the other coaches complain about the home court advantage UNLV has. But you know what? Let's be honest. They should thank their lucky stars. They're not stuck in, you know, Fresno or Reno or Albuquerque. Case in point.
They tried to have it in Denver. Nobody went.
Case in point, UNLV women's track team, they're in Albuquerque. They're getting some food near the mall for the conference indoor track meet. 10 minutes into the meal, somebody runs in. Hey, your rented van has been broken into. Smashed windows, the whole thing. Everything stolen. Phones, laptops, cash, wallets, car keys. Track shoes, gear, you know, the stuff they need to compete in the conference tournament. $15,000 worth of stuff. So, as Ray Brewer reports in the Las Vegas Sun, Coach Yvonne Ward called UNLV equipment manager Tasha Smith, who gathered up all the gear she could find, spikes and whatnot, and grabbed an early flight to the ABQ. University of New Mexico also helped out by giving UNLV's women whatever they could. They went on to win their first conference championship since 1993.
Oh, wow. Yeah, very man. Cool.
Coach Wade, Mountain West Coach of the Year because of all of this. So it's just an important note. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to what happens to you. So Coach Wade and the UNLV women's track team.
I'm inspired, dog. I'm just...
You is
the greatest person in the world.
This isn't mine, but if I could dovetail on this, shout out to Coach KO, you and yeah. UNLV women's basketball.
Yep.
Finally, Friday is this yours?
Oh no.
Okay.
This is awesome.
UNLV women's basketball. Finally, the wait. KO in her 10th season. We always knew, and every year it was like, we're on the verge. This is going to happen. Finally, the wait ends Friday night. Lady Rebels captured the Mountain West Conference Championship, beating Utah State at Cox Pavilion. UNLV's first Mountain West title, first conference championship of any kind since winning the Big West tournament in 1994.
Wow. Well,
so in addition to all of that other stuff, and KO's always been on our side.
She's cool.
I love that woman. She's the best.
Yeah. She's great.
Man, she's just good people. So way to go, Lady Rebels, and let me throw in an extra vote.
The
greatest person in the world.
In the world.
But that one's not mine. Officially, there's a new, it's like a little tiny hospital, a Dignity Health up there on Flamingo, across from the Target. Anybody who lives on the west side,
yeah.
You know where that is.
Yeah.
And there's Popeye's Chicken right next to it, too, which I drive by.
And you spell it.
I keep pushing. But I got my eye on you, Popeye's Chicken. I'm going to come and wreck you in about 2 weeks. Saturday morning, my wife has been sick since, like, President's Day. Just can't shake it. And it's been rough. And Friday night, she had a really, really rough night. We ended up going in to the hospital, to that little, it's like an emergency room. And they were straight up awesome. It's a new, beautiful, clean facility. Doctors were amazing.
Oh.
I mean, and even down to the point of how they looked over at me, they're like, how are you doing? Because we were in there at like 6 a.m. And they were like, how are you doing? I'm like, no, I'm good. And they were like, can we get you anything? And I was just being silly. And I just said, oh, I'd kill somebody for a cup of coffee right now. I'd make you another patient if I could have it. And they were like, no, we'll get you. And they brought coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
The whole deal.
So great.
There were a couple of folks in there, and I'm sorry it was really early, and I was focused on my wife. But I think the girl's name was Jamie, the huge P1 forever. You know, which is always kind of weird when you're in those real human situations where you're walking into the emergency room and somebody goes, hey, yeah. Jeff Buchanan. And you're like, hi, you know, but they were really, really awesome. And it just felt good to know that we were taken care of.
Cool.
That we were, you know, and that my wife was being taken care of.
Absolutely.
So everybody at that brand new Dignity Health over there on Flamingo, thank you so much.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla, what you got?
Ghost is a pit bull mix, and Ghost was deemed unadoptable by an animal control official in Florida. But the place that Ghost was at was like, hey, we're going to try one last effort about getting Ghost adopted somewhere before we have to put her down, basically. And then one place in Port Angeles, Washington, called up and said, we'll take Ghost, we'll train her. And that's when dog trainer Barb Davenport went all the way to Florida, got Ghost, and now Ghost is actually, and by the way, Ghost is deaf. This is the reason that Ghost was unadoptable.
Why is this dog unadoptable? Deaf, and what kind of dog?
A pit bull.
Okay.
So, and deaf, so they actually trained her a specific way, and now she's going to be a dog for the Department of Corrections in Washington.
Well, nice.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So to Barb, we're going all the way to Florida and training Ghost. You is
the greatest person in the world.
In the end, it's him and I.
Really quick before we get to the final exam and finish this all up and whatnot, I'm telling you, we need to outlaw Axe body sprays. And all that stuff.
Why?
Number one, because it's Axe body spray.
Yeah.
You still use that stuff, Davey?
No.
Lasso, you use the Axe body spray? He's not in there.
He does.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
But dude, it kills people. The guy in Woodlawn, Maryland, in his car on Thursday, gave himself the whoosh, whoosh, with the Axe body spray. You want me to do that again? Did you miss it?
No, I got it. Okay, that's what that sound is.
And then lit up a smoke, and his car exploded.
Oh. Is he okay?
Oh. I'm not sure. I'm not to the end of the story yet. No, he'll make it. The blast blew the doors open, pushed up the roof, shattered the front window. Serious injuries.
Yeah.
But and the guy was taken to a burn unit. But the police say, yeah, the explosion was caused by the mix of the body spray in the air and the flame from the cigarette.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you weren't smoking cigarettes, you wouldn't have to use some of Jack's body spray.
Well, maybe.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, David, the show killer, who's got this?
Sigrid Tan from the Northwest.
I have a really good friend named Sigrid. You're the only other one I think I know.
I've only met one person named Sigrid, and she was 86.
No, and this one is not. So see, that's what you and I have in common. Do you know how many other Chets do you know?
Not at all. Nobody, I think.
Well, I guarantee you, when you run across another one, he'll be 86.
I have a Walmart greeter that's a Chet.
And how old is he?
I didn't ask, but he's
up there.
He's older than most.
Volunteering.
I met one at NASCAR this weekend.
Oh, okay.
He came up and said hello. In any event, we were talking to our buddy Kristen. What we were talking about is somewhat immaterial, but... Oh, wait a minute. I want you to hear this.
The opposite of love is not hate.
The opposite of love is not hate. It's what?
It's indifference. I think it's from a Holocaust survivor that said that.
True?
Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant.
The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
And that's confirmed. Yep. Congratulations. A free year of Planet Fitness Black Card.
And, awesome. Yeah. I just canceled my LVAC membership.
But this way, if you go out of town, you can use the Planet Fitness Black Card. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's even better. That's even better. I go out of town all the time.
And now you have even less excuses.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that. I was like, well, maybe I should make a run back through the promotions department. Maybe there's somebody who, you know, slip a brother an extra black. You know, and I'm the same as you. I'm an EOS guy. Love those guys.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, maybe for when I go out of town or, you know, something like that. And then I was like, oh, God, no, you don't even go to the one that you have now. So what do you think you're going to do? Sigrid, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you again to our friends at Planet Fitness. Join now through March 12th for only $1 down and then only $10 a month. You can join in club or online at planetfitness.com. If you remember last week, we were talking about folks who owed stuff to other people. What was the name of your guy, Keith?
Keith, yep.
And how much did he owe you?
$1,400.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I think it's possible we may have found Keith.
No joke.
We're going to investigate a little further, and perhaps we will put you on the phone with him, like when you faced your bully.
Yeah, Ryan.
I'm guessing this will go about the same,
yep.
But we're going to do it anyway. Tomorrow morning, we've got to slot it in for just before 7 because we think we've got the right guy.
Wow.
Okay.
So we hope you're listening. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.